If you're still experiencing cravings for sweets or some specific food that's been a problem for you in the past, this is a really awesome solution and it yields incredibly effective and quick results. If you play along, you can't not change. You're going to absolutely love this, and I'd like you to think of a specific food that you'd like to feel differently towards. It won't necessarily make you repulsed by that food, although sometimes that happens, but what will most likely happen is you'll just start to notice that you are indifferent towards that food and that you can just take it or leave it. Every time you experience a craving, you have to code it in your body through one of your five senses: visual, auditory, kinesthetic, or smell or taste. So by accessing those systems now as you do this exercise, it helps your subconscious understand what you're ready to release. So I'd like you to think of one specific food that you had a craving for in the past and either put yourself back in the last time you craved that food or just vividly imagine that it's right here in front of you. Let your mouth start to water if you are daydreaming about that food. And you might even want to pretend that you can smell it, that you're holding it in your hand, that you can see it and imagine what it feels like when you sink your teeth into it. Notice the way it tastes. And then I want you to notice on a scale of 1 to 10, if I were to offer this food to you right now, how much would you want it? 10 being absolutely desperate for it and 1 being not caring about it at all. If you're not at a 10, I'd like you to crank that feeling up and make it a little bit stronger. Okay, so what I want you to do now is scan your body and notice where in your body you feel that craving the most, because if you can point to it, you can fix it. So even if you're making it up, I want you to notice from where that feeling is radiating inside your body. And when you know that, I want you to imagine physically reaching into your body and holding that craving in your hands. I want you to physically move your hands and do this now. Make sure you get it completely out of you and then hold your hands out and look at it in front of you like this. Okay, I want you to notice what color it is. And it's totally okay to make it up if you don't see a color, because this accesses your visual system. And then go ahead and notice if it has some kind of movement. Most of the time, emotions like cravings have some sort of a movement or a spin. So notice what direction it's spinning or how it's moving. And notice if it's making any kind of sound. Notice if you have a taste in your mouth as you look at this thing or smell anything. Okay. What I want you to do now is just kind of let that thing float right here in the space around you, as right now you look around the room and find something orange in the space around you. And if you can't find anything orange, look for something green. And then come back to me now. Okay, now I want you to think about something that is absolutely disgusting to you. Something that if you put it in your mouth, you would immediately gag or even vomit, and you just couldn't do it. Think about that thing, and when you've got it, I want you to scan your body and notice where you feel that yucky feeling, that grossed out feeling. Okay, now I want you to imagine that instead of that feeling being in your body, that it's someplace in the space around you. And look where you would put that thing in the space around you. Oftentimes when I do this exercise with clients, they'll see that disgusting thing kind of far away and down low. But notice what's right for you. Now, I want you to imagine that as you're looking at that gross, disturbing thing out there right now, physically looking at it with your own eyes in that spot over there, I want you to notice how it moves. What color is it? Notice any gross sounds associated with that thing out there. And notice the way you feel inside as you think about that thing. Imagine what would happen if you bit into that thing and notice how it makes your body feel. Okay, good. Now what I want you to do is come back to that thing you have floating right here, that feeling of craving that you used to have, and I want you to physically watch with your eyes as you track it over into that spot from here to over there where that disgusting thing is. And I want you to watch as those two things start to mix together, as that old craving starts to mix with that disgusting thing, taking on the smells and tastes and characteristics, the sounds and movements and color of that gross, disgusting thing. And when you notice that those two substances are completely mixed together so that they can never go back to the way they were, go ahead and come back to now by taking a nice deep breath. Look around the room and find three blue things in the space around you. And what that does is it pulls you out of that gross feeling so that you can be present inside your body right now. and notice what's going on right now. And I want you to notice, if I were to hand you that food now, if you were to have that in front of you, that food that you used to crave, and you were holding it in your hands, how badly would you want it now on a scale of 1 to 10? Okay. The cool thing about this exercise is that it actually rewires the neural pathways in your brain and categorizes that thing that you used to crave into the disgusting or don't really want it category. Sometimes you'll become so repulsed that you just can't touch it. But often what really happens is that you just notice a feeling of indifference, like, I could care less if I ever have that thing again. Okay. Now we could just leave this exercise here and have it be incredibly effective, but what I'd like to do is go a step further and put something else in the place of where that craving used to be. So right now, I'd like you to hold out your hands again, and I'd like you to ask yourself the question, how do I want to feel when it comes to food? Perhaps you want to feel free and in control and able to experience all the beauty of life around you without being distracted by extra food. You don't need to consciously think about this a whole lot, but instead, hold your hands out in front of you and imagine if you felt absolutely amazing about your relationship with food and your body, what color would this thing be? Just be imaginative here. What shape is this amazing feeling? What's the texture? Is it heavy or light? Shiny or dull? How does it move when you feel amazing? What sound does it make? Do you notice any kind of smell or taste? What does complete freedom taste like? And when you have this, how do you feel about yourself? What kinds of things do you now know about yourself? And when you say those positive things about yourself, who are you as a person? Or how would you finish the sentence, I am? That's right. Now let that beautiful emotion that you're looking at in your hands magnify, grow, and spin even faster, making you feel even better and become even more aware of the amazing changes that are taking place. And when you're ready to have this and keep this from now on, I want you to bring it back into your body wherever it belongs. And I want you to feel that feeling as it radiates and grows and spreads and becomes installed into all the places where it creates the most healing, the most learning, and rewires those old craving programs with this new program of feeling powerful and in control and free, so that you can now live your life and notice the beauty that's all around you from now on.